Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Monday. We get your week started. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. Happy belated Father's Day to you. How was the weekend?
Yeah, same to you. It was good. And now we make the turn into this week. And I can guarantee you, without even looking, I heard Matt, he didn't necessarily ruin it, but I knew this before he said it. So he didn't ruin it, but I knew it before he said it. I can guarantee you we are a few hours from it raining. My back and my knees.
Those creaky knees.
Hurt so bad. It's not a hurt. Man, and I hope other people out there feel me. When I say this, sometimes I get texts. It is just, I feel like what the Tin Man was explaining in Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Whenever the rain is about to happen, again, I don't know, I've not really read on this much or whatever, but I'm guessing it's the barometric pressure
or probably.
The humidity or whatever. It just feels like this pulsating ebb and flow.
Just a dull ache.
Yes, this thumping in my knees and in my lower back. In my joints. I feel like I could be like Joe Namath on one of these commercials. I don't know what Joe Namath pushes, some heart med or whatever.
He's selling Medicare insurance now or something. I don't know.
I could be an old man commercial. I could be one of the Wilford Brimleys. He's still alive. If not, God rest his soul.
No,
I don't
not.
Know. But he was
diabetes.
Doing diabetes for a while. Yeah. Like, I could be, if anybody wants to sign me up for It's About the Rain, My Body Hurts Med. I'm here for the endorsements. I don't know what med that is. Maybe medicinal marijuana. I don't know what it is. Could be edibles. It could be just some kind of pill that's a different medication.
Could be like a CBD cream. The lotions.
There we go. Whatever it is. But it's about to rain. My whole body is achy medicine. I'm here for the endorsement.
I ask this purely selfishly.
Yeah.
About how many hours ahead of the rain do your knees start to ache?
This is interesting.
Because I'd like to get in the pool when I get home today.
Anywhere from normally between 3 and 6 hours. But it sets in inside of 3 hours is when it really.
Okay. Now, are you at that point now where it's really starting
no,
to?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's just set in. It's the uncomfortability quotient has set in.
It's going to be tight. I don't know if I'm going to make it home.
No, I would say if I'm guessing right now, I would say anywhere between. This feels like, hold on, I'm doing like Kreskin or whatever, like Johnny Carson used to do, have my hand on my forehead.
Right.
I'm saying like 5 hours from now. It's just in the initial stage of the set-in because it's kind of in my lower back right now and in my knees a little bit. It almost feels like when they describe like restless leg syndrome.
Oh,
okay. I kind of get that a little bit. And then as it gets closer, here's the deal. When it starts raining real hard.
Right.
I'm good.
It's relieved.
Yeah, it's like this big relief. It's I'm good. It's here. I'm fine. And what happens too if it's raining overnight or about to rain?
Right.
I wake up 100 times in the middle of the night and have to walk around.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh huh. It's man. I'm screwed up. I don't know what it is, but I do have that. All right. Big
it's
breaking
rough.
News. This is your Monday, and we're just kind of getting it started. And I have a gigantic breaking news. I don't know if I should share this with people, but we pride ourselves in being kind of open and honest with everybody. Over the past 2 weeks or so, and this is another uncomfortability sort of thing, I have just decided that it was too uncomfortable and all of this stuff. This drop from Ron Cook keeps playing in my mind. So over the past 2 weeks or so, I have just decided I've started sleeping in the nude.
Whoa.
That's the move.
Ew.
That's because I got a wedgie kind of about a week and a half ago on a weeknight. and my underwear just wasn't fitting right. It was kind
of
like
I've been to a nude beach twice, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. He has one where he says, I always sleep in the nude. But it just kept twisting around. Like
I've had other people complain of this problem. I have a good friend who told me over the weekend, actually. He's like,
that's weird. Well, seriously? Well,
no, I swear to God. Because they have a teenage daughter who they've been dealing with her, like, sneaking out sometimes, right? So they had to put an alarm system in and all this kind of stuff. Well, the alarm went off the other night at my friend's house, and he's, like, waking his wife up. You got to go downstairs, make sure. And she's like, well, what? So they finally sort things out. She comes back upstairs, and she's like, why didn't you get up and run downstairs? He's like, because I'm naked. I got nothing on.
My
underwear were all twisted around and binding up, and I had to just take them off in the middle of the night.
Right. So I've been, I keep underwear nearby, or shorts, like gym shorts, kind of, you know? But they were kind of twisting around on the waistband-wise, and I'd wake up a couple times in the middle of the night, and outside of the rain about to set in, on those nights where that's not happening, I have found it much more enjoyable and have a thorough night uninterrupted sleep, or longer uninterrupted, I should say. It feels a lot better. So
I used to have to sleep with clothes on. I don't know what it was, but now I'm down to just underwear, just boxers.
See, I have always been. I could be that guy. I've told people this before. You ever see those like climbers, Mount Kilimanjaro or whatever, like the highest mountains? Not even those, but like not the height, like the mountains where they'll go and buy all this stuff and they'll sleep and they'll actually sleep like hanging from a mountain on their. On their sleeping bag,
right.
It's dangling there, and they've got this 7 different jackets on and boots, whatever. I'd be the guy sleeping there with a pair of underwear on and the thing. Like I've got to have nothing on when I sleep. It doesn't matter how cold it is, and even if it is 20, you know those nights we get here where it's -3 in Pittsburgh and the furnace is on. I'm still the guy that, and my wife will have on 3 hoodies. 2 pairs of pants and wool socks, and I'm like, I got a pair of underwear on.
Yeah, and the ceiling fan is on no matter what.
Yeah, I just can.
Doesn't matter.
I cannot. Well, not ours because it came and it was all
broken,
damaged.
Yeah.
But so anyhow, I can't sleep with socks on, and I really can't sleep with clothes on. And now I've taken it to the nth degree. I just absolutely. Yes, it
Except,
feels
well,
liberating.
Now, see, on the nights, well, sure it does. But on the nights where you got the creaky knee and you got to get up and walk around, you can't do that.
Well, yeah, I can. I just stay in my room.
Okay.
And then walk in through the bathroom and in through the closet and stuff. I just kind of stay in there. I keep it a home game, if you will.
I always sleep in the nude.
There, that's the one. Can you play that one more time? The satisfaction in his voice. Listen to the very end how it trails off.
I always sleep in the nude.
Oh, is he proud of himself there?
He is
smiling as he's
saying.
Oh,
he is so proud of himself. My gosh. That man.
Except when my friends steal my stuff.
I know.
Sell it on eBay.
I know. Woo! I got stabbed, and I was sleeping in the nude, and I got stabbed in the back. Is better than getting stabbed in the front when you're nude.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even look at Zartan the Great all weekend. I'm about done with that, I think, unless there's big movement. I'll just look every once in a while. But sleeping in the nude is, I did wake up one time the other night. I think it was Friday night. In the middle of the night, it was like, whoa, where's my clothes? And then I was like, oh, no, I'm doing this. I'm okay. I'm good.
Where are my clothes?
I signed up for this. I haven't been kidnapped. This isn't a movie.
I'm not in the trunk of a car.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere in the middle of the desert.
I wonder how many, what's the percent? Matt, you're our guy again. Let's guess before we look it up. How many Americans sleep? Don't look it up yet. What's your guess? Because do you think it'll be on the Google?
Yeah,
they'll
I'm
have
sure
results.
It'll be on the Google, yes.
My guess is 27%.
Oh, I was going to go right around there.
I was going to do 25.
Serious?
Go ahead, pick a number, Matt.
Yeah, I'll go 22%.
22%. All right, type it into the Google.
I'll stick with 25.
You want to do Americans? Yeah, let's do Americans. How many Americans? Because the French will skew this.
Yes, the Europeans will just.
How many Americans sleep in the nude? What do we got?
You ready?
Yeah.
We were pretty close.
Serious?
29%.
Oh, okay. All right. I knew it had to be between a quarter and like 30%.
So, hold on. There's you, me, Matt, there's Cook and Joe, Pomp, Horsey, Joe Kopp, their producer. There's Andrew and Chris, Kreggers, That's 10 people. We'll just take those 10 people.
Yes.
Okay? That means three of them sleep in the nude on a regular basis. Ron Cook, we know, is confirmed to be one of them.
You've
said you are.
Yes, I'm a casual nude sleeper.
So who is most likely out of the other 8 people to be the third nude sleeper out of those 10?
Pomp's, I want to say they have questioned Pomp about this, and he has said no.
No, he's a silk pajamas guy, right?
Yes. Well, they'll make it. Oh, yeah, with his name. He's got his name engraved.
Embroidered
so
on his pillow.
He got him at Oakmont. That joke will happen 10 minutes into their show. Who are the other people?
Pony Muller, Kreger's.
Muller isn't, but he'll say that he is, just for the sake of just not.
I don't know.
I say on the sneak, Kreger's.
Yeah, I was leaning.
And he looks like Jesus when he does. He's got a big hairy beard, and he's just like, yes. Kreger's. I say Kreger's.
All right. Matt?
Matt, your thoughts?
Wow. The mental images.
That's all right.
Visuals.
Who do you got? I don't care about that.
You know what? I think Starkey would sleep in the nude.
He would be my close second to Kreger's.
After seeing his wife, I say no. I say no. I say she doesn't let him.
She wouldn't let him.
No.
I don't know. I think he just does what he wants.
Well, Starkey. Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Right.
To an extent. She's got to rein him back. We had this conversation. She's got to rein him back in and remind him that he's like a grown-ass adult male sometimes.
I seem to remember there's like a study out there that about the health of sleeping in the nude.
I'm sure it's better for you.
Yeah, isn't there things about that? Like it's better for you and whatever.
I just saw like the headlines as I was researching this. Just like 8 benefits to sleeping in, health benefits to sleeping
health
in the
benefits.
Nude.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Health benefits. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's 8.
Then
really?
I saw this, speaking of that, I saw this commercial over the weekend for like it's some Hanes underwear or whatever, and it has like essentially the front of a jock embedded in the front of it. Like this guy's like riding a bull. Have you seen that one?
No.
And it's like added support, and it's got like this little like scooper in the front. What is going on with that
guy? I
think
I have seen that.
Yes, it's got like a clenchy pouch,
thank you.
With
no,
added
I'm
support.
Good.
I know, but they play it a lot. It's on a lot. It's like this guy with like wavy hair and
I don't need
riding
to walk around feeling like
it's up by my shoulders.
Being cupped the entire time.
Yes, the cupping.
I don't need the cupping action all the time.
Cupping. I don't need cupping. What a Monday. Can we just go home now? Go back to sleep?
We're good,
right? We put in our time. Yep. No, it's getting off to a great
start.
Play the Ron thing one more time, please. Please play the Ron thing one more time. Come on. Uh-huh. How's he sleep? Ron, do you sleep well?
I always sleep in the nude.
Good. Okay. Ed Bouchette, sleep. I guarantee Ed sleeps in the nude.
No.
Guaranteed.
Ed strikes me as like an old Red Sox t-shirt and gym shorts kind of guy.
All right, got it. Neil Walker, nude sleeper, maybe. Maybe. I might ask.
Not
you
when
know
he's
what?
Staying over Cole's place.
That is my first question to Neil Walker straight away. I'm going to put a – because he's going to feel so uncomfortable, which is the goal a lot of times with when we have him on.
Right.
So I am going – I'm going right
that
there.
That might be a question for later. When you stay – when you're visiting or on vacation, do you still go with it if you're a nude sleeper?
No, you can't.
You can't, right?
You know what it is with Neil Walker? It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, managing, you know, you do this. That's when you sneak in, right? And then you get him and he's not expecting – oh. So Koch, he had a couple hits. Andrew McCutchen did. How do you think that was? Neil, do you sleep in the nude? Huh? Yeah. You got to get him. You got to get him diving outside and going after that off-speed pitch, then throw him the high, hard one right at his chin and see how that goes. Good morning. It's a Monday. We're having a great day already. Glad you're with us. We get going with we're going to dial it down to start the show, actually. We're going to go a little soft to get going this morning. No, we got a great topic to get going about casual sports fans and what you do right now. You'll understand once we get moving. And we get into the U.S. Open. We get into some baseball talk. We get into – there's a lot – fireworks all over the place already.
Fireworks.
They've started. What's happening? What are people doing? Good morning to you. It's a Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.